Greetings. Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Jaylene Clark Owens, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Justin Jane.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pank, a Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Il Dukes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started.
This episode today is on fire. In today's pop-in with Papa Pank, we will be joined by stage, film, and television star Carl Clemens Hopkins of HBO's comedy drama series Hacks and longtime company member of Hamilton amidst a myriad of other credits and accomplishments. They were a longtime Philly-based artist and darling, and we are so incredibly lucky to be sharing space with them here on this podcast. Now, for me, it is so, so inspiring to see Carl's career flourishing in this kind of way as a joy forward podcast. This also feels like a beautiful fit because Carl, to me, is the epitome of joy, like walking joy down the street. They always manage to make you feel like $1 million. And when he's speaking to you, they give the best hugs, too. But I guess those will have to be virtual or through the airwaves tonight. We can't wait to laugh, catch up, and bask in Carl's light in this episode.
Yes, I am so excited to have Carl on this episode. Pank Papa's Christmas has come early for you and for us because this is our second episode in a row where we have a guest on the show. You know, we usually take a little break, but no, we hitting you with guest after guest. So last week, we were blessed with costumer Lee Paradise. If you missed that episode, make sure you go back and watch or listen to it wherever you get your podcast. It was just great to hear Lee, how she got into the costume world, and also just how she makes sure it's not just about the costume, but about the human being living, moving, and performing in the costume. So if you missed it, definitely check that out. Yes. Now, all this recapping has me ready for a nightcap. So I think it's about that time. Get your glass so we can clank.
It's time for that. Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank.
Papa drank. And cheers. And cheers.
Arriba, abajo, al centro, adentro.
Jingle masacara. Mabuhay.
Yes.
Okay, Jaylene, what are you drinking tonight?
Alas, my nightcap is still water. Still waters run deep. For those that don't know, I am currently on a strict fibroid elimination diet to try and shrink my fibroids holistically. It is a 62-day journey. And as of today, in exactly 3 weeks, I will be finished. So y'all pray for me. So in the meantime, my Papa drink is just water with some chlorophyll in it. So it's green. So it looks like a nice little mixed drink cocktail. But that's what I'm drinking.
That sounds so delicious. Water with chlorophyll. We honor all drinks. We honor all drinks on this show.
Period.
And the one that I'm drinking in honor of our guest and in honor of UART, where my guest and I have our roots, I am taking it way back to my college days, and I am enjoying just a whiskey and Coke. Yeah. If I could have made it, it would have been a Long Island iced tea, but I don't think I can bring myself to that level at this point in my life. But I was a year out of college when word first started to spread about in our community that there was this powerhouse in the program, this like new freshman. And so even back then, Carl was making headlines around the UArts community. So this is a glass to the good old days.
Cheers to that. Pink Papas, what are y'all drinking? Let us know in the comments. We hope y'all are having something nice and refreshing. Well, you know, all this talk of excitement, it just has me so tickled pink. Tickled Pink is where we usually talk about something that has recently been bringing us joy and is a bit of a catch up for Justin and I. So, Justin, what has you tickled pink these days?
Okay, so first off, Minor Character officially finished its online streaming following its live performances at the Wilma Theater. And I am so, so tickled pink that audiences both locally and worldwide were able to share this wild experiment of a show with us. And we definitely put a lot of heart and energy into making something special that we were all proud of. So this week, we continue our journey with Chekhov as we start workshops for the Cherry Orchard, where I get to play a dream role I've had since college, which is Lopakhin. This was like one of those roles that I never thought in a million years I would ever have for whatever reason. And here it is so many years later. But the thing that has me so tickled pink was opening The Chinese Lady, which I directed at Interact Theater. The show has been getting a lot of buzz and tons of wonderful praise, and it feels a lot more than I actually expected. The piece is very, very personal to me, and it's a very idiosyncratic story. So it's really nice that a lot of people are taking the time to look at one of the first famous Asian Americans in this country, Afong Moy, who came here in 1834 to spend her life basically as a part of a museum exhibition. She was taken from China and kind of used as a thing to sell furniture and home goods. So this speaks to now, to my experience, to Philly theater, and it has tendrils in the Stop Asian Hate movement. And I really hope folks will take the time to see it. It is performed flawlessly by my sis, Bijan No, with a nuanced Dan Kim and live music by Mel Sue. And if you don't know Mel, go on all of the things you listen to music on and type in Mel HSU and you will find some amazing music. So we'll have more info on tickets and dates later in this episode. But Jaylene, what has you tickled pink this past week?
What has me tickled pink is that I released my poetry video, A Black Girl and Her Braids. And we're just going to show a quick clip. Okay, here we go.
A black girl and her braids. A black girl in her braids. Can't tell her nothing. Please don't touch it. You know she looks amazed. A black girl in her braids. A black girl in her braids. Protect the style for a while is one that always slays.
So that's like that, just the beginning of it. But it is a piece that was shot and edited by Taj Roush, who both Justin and I have worked with. And then Brianna, oh Lord. Goss. I always want to say Gauss. Brianna Goss, former guest of the show, friend of the podcast, co-directed it with me. And I just love it. It's a piece that celebrates the beauty of Black women and their braids, but also is a push to pass the Crown Act, which is legislation created by four Black women to end hair discrimination. So the piece is really special to me, and I'm just so happy that it's out in the world. So if you haven't seen it, you know, feel free to look on my, it's on my website, on my TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. It's on all the things. I'm at Jaylene Clark Owens on all those things, and Jaylene underscore C underscore Owens on Twitter. So check it out. It's got me so tickled pink.
We here at Papa Pink love this interview segment called Poppin' with Papa Pink. This is our chance to catch up with some of our industry friends and share with our audience a little bit about their processes and personal stories as professional artists. This is where you've seen us hang out with folks like James Imes, Davi Diggs, Robin Hood, Tayshia Marie Canales, Mama Pat, and a host of other film, TV, stage, and music artists.
Yes. Now, we are just so excited to welcome our guest, Carl Clemens Hopkins. Before I bring them on the stage, let me get into the bio. Okay, here we go. Carl Clemens Hopkins is an artist of stage, sound, and screen who is committed to the liberation and expansion of the Black queer imagination. They were recently seen in the film Candyman and are currently starring in the television show Hacks on HBO Max in the role of Marcus, for which they are an Emmy Award nominee for Best Supporting Actor. I want you to bring a round of applause virtually in the comments, all the things, as Justin brings in Carl Clemens Hopkins.
Yay! Everybody, Carl's here. The party can start. Carl, welcome to Papa Pank. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing, and what is your Papa drank tonight?
Okay, so I was just covering my face because that's weird. My papa drink is a lovely pink grapefruit soda.
Oh, yes.
And it is the assignment.
It is indeed a lovely pink color popping on your screen for those of you listening at home. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys? Good. It's so great to see y'all.
Yeah. You're getting thunderous applause from some of our Pank Papas that are listening in the live recording.
Thanks, Pank Papa. What's up, okay?
And Mama Pat. Yes. So we're going to ask you a few questions. We'll just dive right in. And then because we're all about the shenanigans, we want to play some games with you. And so any of our friends that are listening in the live recording, please drop questions you might have for Carl in the comments, and we'll do our best to get some of them answered.
Yes. Okay. So question number one. Mm-hmm. Let's say your career is a train. It can be Amtrak, SEPTA, MARTA, MTA, whatever one you choose, okay? And let's say the first stop is in Lithonia. Did I say that right?
Lithonia, yes.
Let's say is Lithonia, Georgia, where you were born, and the station your career train is currently at is Los Angeles. So what are the major stops in between that brought you to where you are today? I know Philly is one of those stops along the route.
Yes.
Let us know the major stops.
The major stops along the route would be Atlanta, because there's still a lot of wonderful theater in Atlanta. Mm. And then Philly, every borough of New York, every train in New York, Milwaukee, about 5 years in and out. Chicago, back to New York. Harlem.
Hey.
Hey, check it out. And Los Angeles. And back and forth between all of those sometimes.
In that whole journey, was it always a mix of theater and film TV, or was it like one chapter was theater heavy and then you started to go into other stuff?
There were definitely theater heavier chapters. Throughout, there were voiceover chapters. Throughout, that was how I got my SAG card, was through voiceover. That's how I survived 2020, was through voiceover, because went to theater. And I'm looking to continue that diversification of that, if possible, just because there's not, you all know this, there's not necessarily one medium that's overflowing with opportunities for it. So you gotta kind of stay limber as you can.
Well, we are so, so proud of you. And it is wonderful to see talent from Philly on the worldwide stage. Yes. Now, speaking of stage, can you talk a little bit about that diversity of stuff that you do? Like, what do you love about TV and film versus what do you love about stage? And do you plan on still doing both and voiceover work too, for that matter?
I do plan on that. I'm actually awaiting the next stage opportunities now that things are coming back. But well, I guess what I love about stage most is the immersion aspect and the preparation. I love rehearsal. I live in rehearsal. Mm-hmm. I love a preview. I love the liveness of it. What I love about TV and film is it's a separate type of immersion kind of thing, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. And I also love that there's that one-on-one that you don't really, I mean, you do have on stage, but you're also aware of the, you know, 400 to 400 people or however many people mm-hmm. out there. I enjoy the insularity of that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. It's kind of that vacuum effect. And what I like about voiceover is the fact that it to date has been some of the most limitless things. I mean, I think in one day I got to do something for somebody's car company, and then I was like a piece of cheese for something else. And then so really just to let your imagination kind of run, which I like. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that. Now, while you were on your Chicago train stop of your yes. career, I read that you were playing Man 6 in the ensemble of Hamilton while also mm-hmm. understudying George Washington, Hercules mm-hmm. Mulligan, James Madison, and co-lead Aaron Burr. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I heard that there was a time where you had to switch characters mid-show. Can you tell us about, listen, I would need a whole bunch of them drinks for this story. This happened to me. Can you tell us that story? And then I will ask my question about it.
Okay. There's a brilliant, wonderful actor who was playing the role of Burr, who pulled a muscle during Skylar Sisters, which is in the earlier half of the first act. And I'm ensembling it up, you know, doing my thing. And they're going to the next song, which is the Farmer Refuted, the he's not the rabble, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I'm living my best townsperson life. And I look to the right, and this one dancer's like, hey, you need to go over there. I look over, the stage manager's like, I'm like, okay. So kind of like pop and lock stage, right? And they just trip me down, pull another mic. They're like, hey, so-and-so is out, you're on. Come back in the next song. And so they changed me. I'm going through the crossover. I come back. They do the ships in the harbor thing. I come in, ladies and gentlemen, tuck it in my shirt. The moment you've been waiting for, and you like 2,000 playbills flipping at the same time. And you gotta just like, because we get to the end of that song, they're like, who are you? I'm like, Aaron Burr, sir. And this lady goes, no, you not. I'm like, okay, let's keep it going. And then make the announcement and intermission. But it was a quick old trial by fire jump in situation.
Were you thinking in that? Yeah, I just
I was thinking, give me my full show bump. I was thinking, you don't really have the time to think about you in that yeah. moment. It's yeah. kind of like, okay, where am I? What just happened? Where are we in this? Who, which, you know, you don't have to do the beginning, which thank God, but you also have to try to think ahead of what's coming up, because that was not the mindset I was in that morning, right. that afternoon or whatever. So stuff like that, it occurs, especially in long running shows. I've done mid-song, I've done mid-act. I've done someone's in act one and they can't do act two, which happens, you know, especially in Chicago, especially in the winter. But yeah, it is, I'm grateful for all the Shakespearean training. I'm grateful for all the, just keeping all those words in your head. I'm grateful for all that
yes.
preparation. That's the only way that works.
Yes. So that is my question. Speaking, you mm-hmm. know, for all the actors who are listening, what did you do to stay ready so you didn't have to get ready? Because right. you had no time to go over. Yeah. You didn't have time to say, okay, let me go over my lines real quick. Okay, all right, that's mm-hmm. all. This choreography here. No, yeah. you had to be ready. So what did you
to be ready.
To be to well, stay ready?
What I will say is that there's plenty of, you know, we're rehearsing almost every day. There's mm-hmm. there's understudy rehearsals, understudy runs. You know, you're staying on your toes an amount of the time. Mm-hmm. What also is helpful is, you know, you have a multi-award winning top selling album that has every word in the goddamn show. So you instinctually, you know what the words are, or at least like you kind of know it.
Yeah.
But no, it's the same. it's so interesting that you guys just had Lee on, because I love Lee Paradise. She was one of the first costume designers to make me feel good about what I was wearing. Mm-hmm. With Richard mm-hmm. the Ferret out in People's Light. Mm-hmm. But it's not dissimilar to understudying a classical piece in that mm-hmm. you just have to, maybe after rehearsal you don't get to go out. Maybe mm-hmm. after sunset you don't get to, you know, be on your heels and relax or whatever. But with some people you can relax a little bit, like Joshua Henry's not going off. So it's just not, there's certain people like they're not calling out. But yeah, it's a muscle, it's a skill, and you just build it and you try to sustain it so that you don't get fired.
Do you ever have anything like this happen on set when you're filming? Like, and how are things going, or how did things go with Hacks in filming that?
Yeah.
What was that? No, like?
Oh God, that was insane. The only similarity I would say with that with filming is there's been certain times on Hacks and also on this one show that I did that did not get picked up, where something was all set to be a certain actor, and for some reason that actor wasn't there, but then he still didn't film that scene. So they're like, okay, we'll kind of rewrite it so it's your character. And
what?
I think that you just have to rely on the moment and rely on some type of knowledge that it's going to work out. Also, yeah. Take the pressure off of it. I mean, no one will be raised from the dead by this, so it's not it's not going to be all that. But no, Hacks was great because it was new, and I mean, yes, it was written, but it was also still there. You know, we were still figuring it out. It's the season one of a show, and mm-hmm. everyone is so everyone's coming from some type of comedic background. So there's that immediacy, and there's that you know, we might change a page here, or we might riff on this there, and see what happens, mm-hmm. and you know, meet you in the edit room. But that was not the previous experience at all. Mm-hmm. That was a very, very different situation, but. You know, this was also all of our first times shooting a television program during a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was its own, I think it's what took all of the pressure, not pressure off, but it took all of the industry-ness off mm-hmm. of it. Because it was mm-hmm. more like, I want to show up, live, do my scene, get my money, and go home.
Yeah.
I'm not really thinking about, what are people going to think? Is this going to be big? Mm-hmm. It's going to be whatever. It's kind of like, can we survive the actual shooting of this? Because this was brand new territory. You know, I think halfway through the first season was the first time we heard the terms contact tracing.
Right.
For the first time. And this is also, there was no thought of a vaccine being available.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to go back to it without all of those as heavy looming circumstances all over the place.
Now, we know it's not all about awards and everything, but what did that feel like? What did it feel like to find out? How did you find out? And yeah, what has happened since?
I found out, my partner woke me up. I was I told this already, but I had really bad allergies because it was my first summer in LA. And so I was very asleep. I did not know any of this was happening at all on that day. And he woke me up. He's like, you're nominated for an Emmy. I'm like, for what? that wasn't it. No, it was cool. It was interesting. It was very illuminating. It was very there's like people like yourselves that I've known like forever, know me like forever, and then there's people not like yourselves who think they've known me forever. Mm-hmm. And it was that thing where I'm like, okay, boo. But no, it was fun. It was nice. It's really cool. It helps the resume. And I'm very grateful mm-hmm. about it. I'm very grateful for it. Mm-hmm. It was nice. And it was also nice because I think it was kind of everybody's first time back live
mm-hmm.
for an award ceremony, because the year previous it was virtual. A lot of times it's been virtual. And so it was a really good, you know, common ground where all kind of was like coming out of there. They're almost trying to look nice the best way they can.
Yeah.
No, it was sweet. It was really nice. I enjoyed it. And then it was like the first 2.5 hours were really invigorating. And then it was getting like Baptist service long.
Right.
I really could go. The food was not, like, they gave us this like JetBlue box of like grapes and some cheeses. Like, this isn't gonna work. I need to be out of these. So funny. I need to get out of these shoes. This is not for me. But it was nice. Overall, it was very pretty. It was very nice.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it means so much to me personally just to see you up there and to see our, as a person of color, as a queer person of color, to see you representing. And I really feel like you're trailblazing and in that Vogue thing, the Vogue article or interview that you did, you were talking about like being daunted by being othered. And I think that's really important. I feel like as a queer person of color, that's people love to marginalize us and in that way.
Yes.
And it's your favorite thing. I'm just like, I feel like you are trying to dismantle systems in the best ways possible from within. And I feel like you're doing it alongside other Philly actors, like Conrad Riccamora is out there doing the same thing. And I'm just like curious, so like, how does it feel? Does it feel like a responsibility? And like, I can't imagine.
I'll tell you, it feels absolutely no different than what we've been doing this entire time. Mm-hmm. It's still the same uphill battle. It's still the world of no's. It's still people trying to, get people to stop getting so caught up on labels. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard a story of a friend of mine who works in marketing, and he was trying to like get this one company to have like, oh, well, we can, it doesn't have to be a white family. It can be whatever, you know, black people eat. Like that was like the whole scope of the whatever, like, you know, Asian people purchase clothes.
Right.
Just disabled people brush their teeth. Yeah. It's things like that. So it's really the same, or even down to, you know, I think what I learned a lot was just trying to, you know, fresh out of college, trying to navigate Philly, trying to navigate the fucking Walnut, trying to navigate, you know, power and stupidity. It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same going against power and stupidity. It's just now there's hashtags, I guess.
Or, you know, right.
Bigger buildings.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, we are just so happy that you know, it's your face that's up there in the history book now, you know, as the first non-binary performer to be nominated in one of the acting categories in the Emmys. Like that's history. And I'm so happy that it's you. And yes, it's just awesome. Okay. Speaking of the Emmys, actually, let me get my little screen share together because we just gotta throw the look up real quick. Just real quick. Pop the look.
While Jaylene is doing that.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Period. Hey. So my question is, why was it important for you to wear a Love Lola Knits purse to the end?
Yes.
What did it mean for you to see Love Lola Knits mentioned in the Vogue magazine?
It made my entire day because we go back further than I care to mention, but she is one of the most incredible artists, sisters, friends, wonderfulest person, and to be able to have just one thing of hers as part of it, because we've been talking about that forever, like, oh, if you ever are on a carpet or something, you gotta wear, I have to wear something that you made, and it was hot, so I won't go wear no scarf, and we had talked about this bag like weeks and weeks prior. Mm-hmm. And she caught the vision and got real excited about it and sent me some videos of different, you know, materials and patterns or whatever, and made this thing, shipped it, and it was perfect. And it was just, it made my entire day. It was, and I felt bad because every time we were going somewhere, I'm like, it's reverse first. I'm trying to put it in front of my face, trying to put it all over the place. Yes. And then I realized, oh, wait, this isn't in mass production. I need to put this away. Because she's not about mega fit living bags, but she's living her life and, you know, teaching and being amazing and directing. But it was so important for me to have that there. I was so excited about it.
Oh, that made me so happy. Shout out to Malika Oyetiman out there. Malika is a phenomenal. She directed Justin and I in White at up at Theater Horizon. Mm-hmm. But she also has this wonderful brand, Love Lola Knits. And she has scarves. She has hats. I've mentioned her on the show before. Yeah.
She directed me in a In the Blood reading at Theater Horizon.
There you go.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Multi-talented.
So yeah. For all of our listeners out there, that's at Love Lola, L-O-L-A, Knits, K-N-I-T-S, or you can go to lovelolaknits.com and purchase your things. The holidays are right
coming.
Yes.
It is.
Winter is coming. So I think we have a question in the audience, which we will get to right after Justin's last question for you.
So I just have one more for you. And I love that we share some UArts roots, and I still teach acting studio there. So
thank God.
What advice, what advice or tips would you give my students or any young artist for that matter who wants to pursue a career like yours?
Okay, that advice would be, and as wonderful and dynamic and incredible as Justin, Jane, and all of them are, listen to what is being taught to you and then learn for yourself. Mm-hmm. What's being taught to you, no matter how wonderful or sometimes in my experience, fucking terrible, mm-hmm. is simply someone else's experience with the intention of hopefully helping you. But at the end of the day, you are in control of your education, your training, your artistry, your path, your all this other stuff. So don't think, oh, if I go to this school or if I get in this show or if I work with this person, then that will. No, it's you. Mm-hmm. It's you. And also, please enjoy every single morsel of the journey.
Oh, gosh.
Because that's really all you have.
Yo, that is one that's hard for me. Sometimes
hard for me.
When you pack that schedule and you're just going from gig to gig and you're doing the hustle, it's so, so hard to be present. And then you're like, meanwhile, all the other things in your life are getting neglected.
Exactly.
But there is, it's possible to get pleasure in it. And that's such a nice reminder, Carl, to be like, right, we love what we do. And we're the lucky ones.
Yes. And if you're not enjoying it, believe me, someone else will.
Hmm. Yep. That's right. That's awesome. Okay, we have one question from the audience. This is from Mama Pat.
Yeah.
What artists are you hoping to collaborate with? Any medium. The dream gig.
Oh, dear. It's so weird because I'm just coming off of meeting certain heroes and I'm like, ooh, never mind.
Love
an artist that I would say an artist that I've always wanted to collaborate with ever since I was a kid and saw him / his group like in Atlanta coming up, now they're huge and whatever, is Andre 3000. I don't know what the medium would be, I don't know what the gig is, but he was such an integral part in my artistic development and oddly enough queer acceptance, or at least divergence from the expected norm of what could be expression, artistry, personhood. And Lynn Nottage.
Yes, that's on my list too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lynn Nottage, and specifically Lynn Nottage in the present and future, because what she's already done is incredible and wonderful, but I'm trying to see the play she wrote. It's in New York right now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde, I think that's the knowledge, but actually I'm gonna look this up real quick before I get stoned in the Market Square. again. Did she write Clyde? Did I make that up? Yes, Clyde's book by Lynn Nottage. Thank you, Jesus. She's just incredible to me. Mm-hmm. She's always I every time I get to read one of her plays or see one of her plays, I'm always transfixed. So
yes,
Andre 3000 and Lynn Nottage.
Yes. You are manifesting it right now. It is happening. The world is going to be listening. That's awesome.
Wow, this has been amazing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing, for answering these questions. And now we must shift gears into the games.
Yes, games.
That's what we do on Papa Pank.
Do you like games? Do you play a lot of games? Are you a games person?
I am. Mm-hmm. I came up when games got like sometimes heated or violent. So I'm like coming back into.
Oh my god! Yeah. I don't know what you're playing. Squid Game over there.
Oh no! I came up in a very Spades house, in a very Bidwist house, in a very. Mm-hmm. You know, games were turned to timbers, were turned on my family. But right. No, I love a good taboo. I love a good catchphrase.
All right. We're going to play all those kinds. So we're just going to warm you up first. So this is just a little warm up. This is just rapid fire questions. I'm going to ask you 10 questions and without thinking, just impulse and response. Okay.
Okay.
It's super easy. You ready?
I'm ready.
What's the last musical you listened to?
Fella.
Favorite snack?
Chips.
A new pandemic hobby you picked up?
Knitting.
A pet. What's a pet peeve on a television set that you have?
Too loud. When like people just being too loud. Like your folks are something. Someone's like ah-ha-ha-ha, like trying to get attention or whatever. It's annoying.
Yeah. Okay, who's a person you can geek out about?
Janelle Monáe.
This one's a hard one. Philly or Chicago?
Chicago.
Mm-hmm. A fun personal fact.
I have this is really sad and awkward. No. I have two different smelling armpits.
Yes.
Wait, two different what?
Two different smelling armpits. Bodies are beautiful. I am telling you, they are a work of art.
I've never heard of that.
It's okay. Here's another one. The movie or the book? The movie or the book?
Oh, the book.
Okay. Your favorite Georgian food or saying?
Ooh. Oh, pecan pie.
All right. Mm. Oh, and you say pecan pie.
As opposed to pecan cake?
That is, you have that loaded.
As opposed to pecan.
Okay. I'm not French. Like, what the fuck? Thank you. Pecan. Okay.
What about, so you talked about some, let's go. Dream role on stage or film?
Oh, it doesn't exist yet.
All right. And then lastly, something pink.
The sky, like right at like before, like maybe like 6:15, now probably like 4:30. I call it the Trans Lives Matter sky because it's like every day around a perfect sunset where it's just trans man across the sky. It's really beautiful.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Okay, that was great. That was great. That was the warm up. You did well.
Oh my god. Okay. All right. I'm ready now.
Have you played Culture Tags before?
I have not played Culture Tags before.
Have you heard of Culture Tags?
I heard about it a second ago when you just said it.
Well, it is a game created by a Black woman, Unique Jones Gibson, and she created this game, and basically you've got categories, you've got these cards. And yes. And on the card is an acronym. And I tell you what the category is, and I give you clues so that you can guess what the acronym stands for. So it's kind of like taboo.
Okay. I'm with you.
Okay. Now, for our audience, our live audience, our Pank Papas, you know, we're on a 20-second delay. So if, you know, by the time y'all hear it, the answer still hasn't been given, y'all can feel free to put the answer in the comments if you know it.
Jaylene, so these are existing acronyms. Like,
Well, they made the acronym. I'm gonna show you the acronym.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll guess.
But Jaylene, we have Akeem Davis in the audience, and you know,
yes,
Akeem is hard to beat in this. All right, so Carl, it's up to me and you to try to get it before Akeem gets it 20 seconds later.
Oh dear.
Exactly. Okay, let me start off. Okay, I'll start off with this. The category is Black Twitter. Let me make, let me put this down so that I can see y'all a little better. Where
is it? Work it out.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
I love both of y'all's outfits, by the way. I didn't say it earlier.
Thank you. Really quite lovely. Thank you. So here's the first one. Category is Black Twitter. This is something you say when you want to know the hot gossip and you say, child.
Oh, spill the tea.
Yes. Boom.
Okay.
You got it.
I'm getting it.
You're getting it. Look at Akeem already. 20 seconds delay. Believe it or not, he has still beat us with the 20 seconds.
I believe.
Okay. The category is storytelling. Mm-hmm. So you might be, by the way, culture tags is referring, it's referring to Black culture.
I see. Okay.
So this is something we might say, you know,
Q-A-I-K.
She over here talking about she's rich, but blank, 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 she's actually broke.
Oh, quiet as a scale.
Yes, there you go. Yes. Mama Pat got it too.
Wow,
Mama Pat. I hadn't even finished giving the clue on she my had thing, so you got that right away.
Okay, wow. Now I'm getting this game, man.
Now they're coming in.
Full caps.
Okay, this category is songs and lyrics. Okay. She's a rapper. She sings this in her song, one of her first songs. The rapper is Cardi B.
I don't dance now. I make money move. to read that.
Yep.
Carl, you are like, killing it.
I need to get one.
I don't know.
Okay. The category is 2020.
Uh-huh.
2020. This is something you might say, shoot, you might still say this today.
Good morning, shut the fuck up.
That's a pretty good one. That's really
well, that would happen.
Hold it up, Jaylee, because it is GMSF.
I'm sorry.
I think that's perfect.
That's amazing. That's not it, but that is amazing.
I kind of want to keep that. I don't want to know the answer.
I love that. Okay. I'm still going to give a clue, but I love that freaking answer. You might say this if somebody is too close.
Give me six feet.
There it is.
There you go, Justin. Give me 6 feet. Okay, two more. This is, category is blessed and highly favored.
Can I get an amen?
Oh, didn't even have to.
I must be charged for that.
Wow, I get zero clue.
Consecrated.
Last category, mamas everywhere. Black mamas everywhere. Okay. You over here talking real, real crazy. I'ma need you to blank the blank.
Watch your mouth.
There you go.
Watch your mouth.
Okay.
Got it.
So good. You killed that, Carl. You really did.
Thank you.
I think of a lot of our guests we've had. Oh, and you even got a compliment from Akeem Davis.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. That's been my whole that's last 20 years praise. Of my life. Shit, I can quit now.
Well, Carl, that was so fun, and I'm so happy you're on our show. But before you go, we want you to join us in our Pank freestyle. So the way this works, none of us are freestyle artists.
No.
Jaylene's going to give me a topic. I'll try to freestyle on it. Then I'll give you a topic, and then you'll try to freestyle on it. And then Jaylene will bring us home on a topic you give Jaylene.
Okay. What topic am I giving you, Justin?
Yes.
What did we talk about? We talked about I don't know what we talked about today.
You don't know what we talked about today. What did
we talked about America Ferrera. We talked about
America. That's it. That's Braves. Your word.
Okay, America. Wow, America. Ooh. Welcome to America, land of the free. I can be you and I could be me. But one thing is sure, we've got some work to do. So put on your boots and let's get to.
Yep. Great.
That's brilliant.
Okay. Brilliant. All right, Carl. Ooh, I'm always happy to break the seal because everything from me is just uphill. After my. So, speaking of uphill, let's go with hopes. What are your hopes?
Hopes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I live. I hope I give. I hope I take some time to sieve this plant. Hope.
Yes. Yes, Carl.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Give Jaylene her topic to bring us on home.
Oh, food.
Food?
Any food.
Yes. Man, oh man, do I love me some food. When I taste something that's delicious, it puts me in a good mood.
All right.
But I'm on this little diet. I thought I'd try it. But after 3 weeks, I'ma have me some good eats.
That was
to make it personal. I love that.
That was genius. Gosh.
Oh, thank you. This yes. You want to talk about joy. We have had so much joy today. Thank you so much, Carl. Before we let you go, please tell us anything that is upcoming that we should be on the lookout for, all the things.
Sure. I'm gonna go to bed. That's coming up.
Yes.
I'm being this movie called Mattachine Family, which is gonna be really good. It's about referencing the Mattachine Society, which was something that was in LA for queer rights or whatever. But this is more specifically about queer parenting and that journey. And yes, and right. How that.
If you want to talk to a queer parent, I'm right here.
I mean, and your daughter's looking so beautiful. I was about to say that earlier. But yeah, it's. I think it'll be really fun and funny and heartfelt, and the cast is amazing, and we're yet making it.
Yes, you know, and we don't have to remind our audience, but catch you on Hacks, which is currently
season 2 is coming out.
Yes.
Congratulations on being renewed for season 2.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hello.
I do.
I know you do. I know you do.
It helps.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. We have loved having you here. So please make sure everybody that you follow Carl on Instagram and on all the social medias anywhere. Thank you so much. This was so awesome, Carl. It's so nice to get you here.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
That's so awesome.
I really love Carl.
Yes. So Mama Pat says joy to you, Carl.
And Mama Pat also did call me out call me in, and I appreciate it. But Angels in America was not a Terrence McNally play. It's a Tony Kushner play.
Ooh-ooh.
I know. What? That Ooh-ooh. Is some. I need to go back to art school.
Ooh-ooh.
And study up.
Leave it to Mama to call us out. I love
Tony
it.
Tony Kushner, I know you're out there, so listening to our show. Mm-hmm.
we are at our segment called Pick for Cast.
Yes.
Thank you. For those of you who are new here, I always create some type of jingle right in the moment. So we never know what's going to come out of my mouth. You don't know. I don't know. It's a whole thing. So that's what you got today. In our bank forecast, what do I have coming up? I, as I look for my banner, I will tell you, boom. And this is the first time I'm announcing this actually anybody. I will be returning to the So Far Sounds stage. So Far Sounds is a music series, but it's not just music because clearly I am in it and I'm doing poetry. But it's always at a secret location. You buy tickets. All you know is that three performers are performing. You don't know what performers are performing, and you don't even know where it is until 36 hours before. But it's a very intimate setting. And each performer does like 20 minutes, and it's usually musicians, but they let me hop on the mic and do spoken words. I love So Far Sound shows. You always meet, new artists that you probably have not heard of. So I will be there Thursday, December 9th at 8 p.m. The venue, the location is Center City. And so if you want more information, visit sofarsounds.com/city/Philadelphia. And so far is SOFARSOUNDS.com. It's also on my website.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what's coming up for me. What's coming up for you, Justin?
Well, of course, I have The Chinese Lady, which I directed. It's by Lloyd Suh, and it's at Interact Theater right now. This is live and in person, October 29th through November 21st, and then we stream online afterwards. The tickets can be purchased at www.interact.org. Please check us out. I am so proud of this piece, and it feels like my soul on stage.
Awesome. So our next episode, our Thanksgiving episode, will be on Monday, another Monday, y'all. Monday, November 22nd. We will release the time soon. That is TBD, but set your calendars for a Monday, November 22nd, Thanksgiving episode.
Yes. And remember, in addition to always being able to rewatch our past episodes when you are needing that Papa Pank fix, you can also tune in to our podcast every Monday. It's mixed in with current episodes, and we continue to release our Pank Popbacks, which feature interviews with past guests and content you may have missed in the past year.
Yes. And side note, shout out to some of our Pink Papas. Mel is in the audience, says Chinese Lady is excellent. Hello, Mark, who said woohoo, congrats. I think that's for the So Far Sound show. So thank you, Mark. We love our Pink Papas. Make sure you all subscribe to our podcast and please spread the word. We'd love for you to rate us 5 stars. Leave us a review on why this show leaves you tickled pink. It really helps us as we continue to grow our show.
Yeah. And if you're new to the show, please follow us on social media. We are at Papa Pank on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, all over the place.
All the things. And with that, Justin, please give us a proverb about making it. If you're new here, Justin messes up idioms all the time. Just give us an idiom about making it, succeeding.
Yeah.
All the things.
When life gives you oranges, make lemons.
Great. Yep.
I know how it goes. That one is, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Is that the way it is?
But what you said is 10 times better. When life gives you oranges, make lemons. I really want you all to take that with you this week. Carry that with you through the end of the year into 2022.
Yes. And with that, we want to thank a lot of our Papa Pank thanks. Jordan McCree, who wrote our music. Tracy A. Cassius, our studio editor. All of our past guests. Carl Clements Hopkins for today. And you, our followers, our Pank Papas, who are listening or tuning in right with us right now. Please plug us on social media and remember to subscribe to us.
We love you. And with that, we will get on out of here. Bye.